Simon & Schuster Audio presents Once Upon Another Time by James Riley. Read by Ramon D'Ocampo and Billy Fulford Brown.
To anyone living with their head in the clouds, watch out for giants up there. Chapter 1. Lena held her breath as she slipped beneath a door that was easily 100 feet tall and caught sight of the giant, snoring loudly in the kitchen as a fire flickered in the dim light. The wooden chair he lounged in looked like it could barely hold his weight, and it creaked with every tiny movement. Hopefully, that creaking would cover any sounds she made, since she knew that if the giant woke up before she could find her treasure, this was all over. Fortunately, even at 5.5 feet tall, taller than the average human 12-year-old, she still measured barely a tenth of the giant's height, so her footsteps were basically silent. Unfortunately, the item she was after was currently sitting in the giant's tunic pocket, and that was going to present some problems. Something large and fuzzy pushed into her from behind, and she absently reached back to scratch her cat, Rufus, beneath his floppy feathered hat. Rufus himself was about the size of a horse, a few inches taller than Lena when sitting on his haunches, but he moved more quietly than she did, even with his boots on, assuming he wanted to. To Lena's disappointment, he didn't seem to want to.
"We are in the food room, but do not eat?"
the long-haired tabby cat asked, too loudly for Lena's comfort.
"This makes no sense to Rufus."
"Shh, little man," she said, wondering if she should remove his magical hat for now, since that was what gave him the ability to speak in her language. But if she did, he wouldn't understand her either, and that could get them in trouble. "I'll give you a treat later, okay? Right now, we need to get up there." She pointed at the giant's chest, slowly rising and falling with every snore. Rufus's whiskers twitched.
"Two treats?"
She smiled in spite of the tension. "Sure, two treats. But now we are going to be quiet, okay? No waking him up." Rufus blinked and crept forward at her side, seeming to get the message. She had toyed with the idea of leaving him behind, but in the event she needed to make a quick escape, the 7-league boots on her cat's feet would make all the difference. Not that she knew exactly how far a league was, but the boots let their wearer leap great distances in seconds, and that was good enough for her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?